Dragons and Godzilla. What's the connection?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the children's book, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs. Well, Ken, I understand that you believe in dragon legends. So is it possible that a Godzilla-like creature has been alive in recent times?
Well, not the one that we see on the movies that stomped out Tokyo or anything like that. But I believe dragons were real creatures that lived recently. So let's start at the beginning in Genesis. God created the sea creatures on day 5. Now, the word there used for creatures is actually dragon. This word is also used a number of times in the Old Testament describing various land creatures as well. So what were these dragons? Well, many of the history books of England have lots of stories about dragons, and the descriptions of these creatures in many instances fits those of dinosaurs. The land dragons described in the Bible were the dinosaurs that God created on day 6. And I think the sea dragons were creatures like the plesiosaurs. Now, centuries ago, people were very familiar with these dragons. But due to the same reasons that caused many animals to die out in recent times, these dragons also disappeared. When the Bible was translated into English in 1611, they didn't know what the dragons were. However, in the 1800s, the bones of these creatures were found and the word dinosaur was invented for them. So you see, the Bible even makes sense of why there are such things as dragon legends.
More on this fascinating topic of dinosaurs can be found on our free web service, AnswersRadio.com. Log on to AnswersRadio.com.